Hotter temperatures are working their way into the northern plains and will be with us for the next few days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect to see those temperatures this afternoon pushing up well into the 90s in central and southern parts of South Dakota, but it looks like the hottest weather is likely to come along tomorrow into Saturday. During those 2 days, 100 to 108 degrees will occur in the central and southern portions of South Dakota, and southwestern Minnesota will see some temperatures over 100 on Saturday as well, and we'll see some 90s occurring in southern North Dakota and also in east central portions of that state, as well as west central portions of Minnesota, and that will all occur on Saturday. On Sunday, the heat will linger in the extreme eastern parts of the regions with 90s to near 100 degree temperatures likely, but off to the west we'll likely see some cooling take place. The coolest weather, though, comes along for Monday into Wednesday of next week, and once again we'll see those temperatures slipping down into the upper 60s and 70s, and that will be common all 3 days across the area. Our nighttime temperatures are not going to be threatening, but they will get a little nippy, to say the least. We do expect to see readings slip down into the 40s and 50s once again as we get to the first part of next week, but before that happens, we'll see some 60 and 70 degree nighttime lows, with eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota hottest at night. I think Sunday morning we may see some 70 degree lows as far north as west central portions of Minnesota. Well, rain is in the forecast too. It's not very impressive, but we will have it once in a while. The precipitation is not likely to be very generalized, and an accelerated drying trend will likely occur in South Dakota because of all the heat and the limited amount of rain that's likely to occur for a while. The latest soil assessment shows that parts of Nebraska and southeast South Dakota and western Iowa are still quite dry, and without moisture over the next week, we could see some of that area getting a little bit too dry, to say the least. Now, there will be some thunderstorm activity on Sunday night into Monday in that part of the region, but the heart of South Dakota and south central North Dakota may be missed by that event. In the meantime, we do expect a few thunderstorms to pop up in the more near-term part of our forecast. The precipitation is expected to pop up here this afternoon and evening in parts of eastern and central North Dakota and portions of northern and central Minnesota. There may also be a few showers in the southeast corner of South Dakota, but it doesn't look like that'll be very great. This afternoon's thunderstorms are not going to be very impressive, but we will see a few locations maybe picking up on a half inch to an inch and a quarter. Those will just be impacting a few counties and not much more than that. Now, we will expect to see more thundershowers occurring tomorrow into Saturday morning. Those will be in northern North Dakota and northern Minnesota, and there may be some heavy rainfall and strong thunderstorm activity there, with local totals getting over an inch and a half. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.